You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is our WXCO Morning Report. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And it's good to see across the table again the executive director of the Grand Theater of Wausau and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. Sean, great to see you again.
Yeah, good morning.
Good to see you. And again, it's middle of July, and it just continues to roll for you and everybody at the Grand. I guess before we start talking again about what's going on specifically now, we've been talking in the last month or so about the again the launch for the new season. Yeah. Continuing to get a lot of phone calls and visitors.
Yeah, been a great response to the season. Almost 1,000 subscriber accounts, which is really fantastic. And we've we've got some shows, the Righteous Brothers, Cirque Musica Holiday, as well as Hotel California, the Plastic Albums Live show, all of those, and the Oak Ridge Boys Holiday Farewell Tour as well. All of those shows trending towards sellout, as well as some others that are tickets are beginning to get a little limited. So it's great to see that. That's really nice in July to be able to put out the low ticket alert for shows in November, December, March.
It's funny that last week I was on vacation in Vegas, and I flew into the airport, and I'm on a shuttle to to get to my hotel, and going through some part of Las Vegas, and there's this massive billboard for the Righteous Brothers.
Yes.
And they had they're having a 3-day engagement in Vegas, but it's like massive billboard. I'm thinking, same thing. Don't have to leave Wausau for something like that.
You don't have to leave Wausau. No, and this is, this is the farewell tour. Obviously, Bill Medley is in his 80s at this point, can still sing, but a little tired of the touring life. And so, they are. They've had a sort of long-standing Vegas residency, he and Bucky Hurd, but they're calling it quits across the board. I guess after, 50-some-odd years that Bill Medley's been out there, I guess he's earned his retirement.
It's great. Again, just a little off tangent. I like on YouTube, and I watch these old Smothers Brothers shows.
Sure.
And they had Bill Medley on in the late 60s when he actually was solo for a short period of time. Yeah. He went away, and I'm watching this. I'm thinking, man, this is just amazing that this guy back in the before I was born, and I'm not a young guy anymore.
Yeah, sure.
And yet this, he's gone out and you know what, you talk to a lot of these artists, life on the road is not all that easy.
It is not easy, and it's hard. Your home is a tour bus and a hotel room, and every night, whether you feel like it, you've got a different audience that has paid to show up and see you perform. And a lot of artists can make a really nice living, a lot of artists struggle, but it is not an easy life. But I have to say that what you're mentioning with Bill Medley, that was one of those moments a couple of years ago when we had the show for the first time, and you're walking backstage and you're doing the hey, thanks for coming, pleasure having you. And he says, hi, I'm Bill Medley. In this, of course, I'm not going to even try to attempt in his Bill Medley voice.
Right.
And you have that moment of oh, wow. It doesn't matter. You're 70, at that time, I think he was 78, 79, he's 82 now, but he sounds exactly like he did when he was, on the Smothers Brothers in the 60s. And you just go, oh, wow.
And you go through those, I imagine, these moments, because we all see these performers, whether it's on TV or hear them on the radio or whatever, and then to have those moments, and you've been through it so many times, I'm sure, but it's still special, isn't it?
Yeah, it still is special, and it's especially, great when you have artists who just are, fantastic to deal with and appreciative of it, and, and every artist is different. They're, they're at work, and so at times you have some who are just very professional, and that's fine with us, but it's nice to have the interactions with the people who are, truly, you can tell they truly enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy the opportunity to perform, and they enjoy the work that goes in, behind the scenes, that from their crew and our crew and, our operations team. And, a show just doesn't pop up on stage. Bill Medley or whoever the artist is doesn't just walk out and perform without hours of preparation on right. all sides for a lot of people who aren't going to be out there to take the ballast at the end of the night.
That's an interesting aspect of live performance, because 98% of the time you go to a show and everything just works.
Sure.
Whether it's the lighting, whether it's the microphones, whether it's the performers. But boy, it's not as easy as they make it look.
No, no. And, you know, and then you run into things. Our friends at the Overture Center this week lost a performance of Wicked because they didn't have any running water in the building.
And, oh, geez.
And I saw that last night and had a flashback to a time when I was running an arena in Birmingham, Alabama, and we had Davidson and Steph Curry for a sold out, statute of limitations has passed now, well beyond sold out game. And we had the exact same thing happen late in the second half. So that was a fun time to explain to fans why the restrooms were closed as they were leaving the building, and to explain to the Davidson team why we can take you over to this building next door if you'd like to shower after the game. That's all I'll say. That's my thing. I helped lead Steph Curry to the showers. That's my claim to fame. It sounds very strange, but
one of those before they were truly famous.
He was already famous.
Yeah, I know he was, but not to the level that he ultimately has been able to get to with the Warriors.
Things happen, we've had shows with just recently show with a power outage downtown a couple hours before, and how do you prepare and how do you adjust? The show with the tornado warning. That's what I mean. And those are, everybody can point out those nights and go, oh, wow, you put it together. But really, just on a night-to-night basis, the decisions that have to be made and, when the tour comes in a little late and you have to keep them happy or at the last minute, and, this happens. We had an artist last year who literally on the day of said, oh, did we not tell you we've got three members whose birthdays are this week? So we'd like a custom-made birthday cake with dinner tonight. You're like, it is 10 a.m. and I don't really have time to go home and bake. So
as talented as you are, I'm sure you could pull it off, though.
No, no, nobody wants that.
And we'll have more with Sean Wright, executive director of the Grand Theater, coming up at 7:52 right here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. And continuing our Wausau Morning Report, Chad Holmes, along with the executive director of the Grand Theater of Wausau and Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright.
You mentioned earlier about the more than 1,000 subscribers already for the coming year. And, of course, the capacity at the Grand again is
1,208.
I was thinking, when you said that, we're just at the end of another season. What's the percentage of filling the seats this past year?
Yeah.
Do you have that number?
This year we were at about 980 so per performance. So, 86-87% capacity, which is pretty amazing, for us. And, the best thing is our drop count, so the actual people in the seats, not just ticket buyers, settled in the low 90s, because that includes, of course, we do have, we have comp tickets, we have sponsors who we work with, we have our Access for All series and things like that. And, really in this industry, the drop count is the thing that you focus on. I mean, it's no different than when you watch, Major League Baseball and the Cardinals announced 33,000 as attendance, and you're looking at it and going, I can count to 10,000, and that's all that's there. Right. And so that number, that bottomed out in the first year back after the pandemic. We and everybody else were, in the 80 percentile. People just weren't coming out. And, in this year we were back up at 91-92% of the tickets that were out, and some shows even higher than that.
Let's talk about what's been going on. Anything special been going on?
Yeah, we had a fantastic show last Friday night with Old Crow Medicine Show. Those guys are just, it makes me feel very old that Wagon Wheel is 20 something years old. Of course, their massive hit that's now been redone by Darius Rucker and everybody under the sun. But those guys were just absolute pros, and great to deal with, and just put on a fantastic show. So that was a, you know, we only do a handful of shows during the summer, but we, you know, we try to really make them count. We've got the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band coming up on Friday night, and it's basically a sold out show for their farewell. And, you know, and then later the summer, Straight No Chaser with their Boy Bands of the 90s Part 2, and of course, Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers. So it's a, you know, purposely lots of things to do outdoors, lots of festivals, lots of everything. So we try and pick and choose our spots, but really excited by, you know, those shows that we have on the summer schedule.
That is amazing that a show in July indoors in central Wisconsin, you can almost sell out or sell out.
Exactly. And, you know, and part of that, that's, you know, the Dirt Band's been doing it forever, and this is their farewell tour. And I appreciate that they're, you know, a lot of these bands just come out and basically say, oh, we're going to do an endless farewell tour. Nitty Gritty basically came out and said, this is going to be a 2 to 3 year, maybe 4 year farewell tour, but our whole point is we are playing every market that we've played that wants us back, that we can go back one time. And so, you know, they've just sort of made their way through. And so this is their time to, you know, to hit here. And I think they're over in Door County as well. And so I appreciate that artists realize, you know, they trust me. With the tickets they're selling on this tour, they didn't have to come to the Grand. They could have said, oh, let's go back to Milwaukee for the second time. But they really made a point of wanting to go into all these venues and communities that have supported them over 50-plus years of the Dirt Band.
Fantastic. And also, people have choices when it comes to what they support in terms of, you know, whether it's charity or whether it's something they want to, you know, provide support for. And one thing that, of course, you're getting wonderful support with, but also you're still working towards is the 100th anniversary project.
Yeah, our second century campaign. We just had a meeting with our architects and contractors yesterday, and you know, looking at May 11th of next year to be here before we know it. We'll shut the doors and start phase one of that work, and it's exciting to think. And we have raised over $13 million of the 17. Plus million-dollar project, but obviously that still leaves a $4 million gap that we need to make up. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage people to jump online, learn more. We'll have some events coming up in the fall that people can learn more. All the materials, we're being very transparent as to what the campaign is, what we're doing, here are the costs, here's why we're doing this. And, it's going to be exciting. It is really a lot of fun to be at the point where we're looking specifically at, you know, the seats and the details of the seat. Okay, where does the cup holder go? Where does the donor plaque go? What color is the fabric? And those things. And, it's going to be a great moment for our theater, for the entire block, and for the community as well.
Absolutely. And again, I saw a message on this earlier this week on your Facebook page, and there's a link where you can get so much information about the entire Second Century campaign. Just go to grandtheater.org/secondcentury, or just go to grandtheater.org, and you'll be able to find
it
as well.
You can find it from there.
And again, I'm very fortunate to work here in downtown Wausau, and having the Grand here in downtown Wausau is such a amazing. There's so many great aspects of downtown, but boy, the Grand is one of the top because it just adds so much energy. I can be here on a Wednesday night and have to tell my guests for the high school show that it may be a hard time finding parking spots because there's a big show at the Grand. So much energy that's brought in with these performances.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the great thing. There's so many wonderful things that happen in the downtown and, you know, with the work that's going on. But, you know, a Monday night in February could be a little slow, and that's where we step in and get folks downtown and, you know, to patronize the businesses and, stay in the hotels. And not just local folks, it's folks from throughout, throughout our 19-county radius and, you know, up into the UP of Michigan and beyond. And it's something that we hear time and again from artists and attendees that part of the reason that they love coming here is because it's not just the Grand. There's this entire great downtown in this community and things to do as well beyond just seeing a show.
So there's plenty for folks to do. And starting off by going to grandtheater.org, get those tickets for upcoming shows, get more information on the Second Century campaign and a whole bunch more. So
all the important things in one place, and, you know, you can even find my email if you want to harass me about the Cardinals' performance. So,
have you bake a cake? Birthday cake?
No. certain things not available.
Sean, it's always good to see you.
Yeah, great to be here.
We'll take a time out. Be back with more. In fact, coming up at 8 o'clock here in just mere moments, we will have another information update with news, weather, sports. And then after that, I will be a guest on Pat Kreitlow with Pat coming up along with Brittany Merlot talking about the weather at 8:06. So keep it right here. Brittany, myself, and Pat Kreitlow all coming up after the information update on 98.9 WXCO. And good morning once again, everyone. The time is 8:22. It is a much more pleasant morning here in North Central Wisconsin after some very sticky starts to our days. The last couple of days. Ian, are we okay? You have a look on your face like we're having a problem.
Sorry, we just have a little bit of an echo in here.
Do I need to reset here? Probably.
I think so.
Let me start over again.
I'm gonna get out of here.
Ian, keep us alive.
Okay, let's see.
Ian, talk. We're on the air. Do something.
Sorry about that. Let me just see. Well, the weather outside is actually pretty good right now. Now, it's a few clouds in the sky, and the temperature is actually a very nice. It was easier to fall asleep to last night because it was in the upper 50s, and you wake up in the morning. It's actually pretty comfortable waking up as well. Oh. They were saying that the temperature is going to be in the...
I know what we're doing wrong. I was still on my... I have a different setup when I go out with Pat.
Oh, yeah.
I have this little mini board that I connect with Pat Kreitlow. And I forgot to take off those headphones and put on my regular headphones and get back on the microphone. It's like, you know, I was on with Pat the last segment, so now we should be okay. Do we sound okay now?
You sound a lot better now. It's all good now.
All right. There you go.
Things happen.
I know. The mind sometimes does not work properly. But again, as I was saying, it's really a beautiful morning here in North Central Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
The last couple of days was so warm and sticky this early in the morning. It was like, you know, in the 70s, but also the relative humidity was up in the 85 to 90% range the last couple of days. But here today, just refreshing. The temperature much cooler. 54 degrees here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Of course, as well, we have humidity, it's kind of up a little bit at 80%, but just because the temperature's down, the dew point is also down, so it just feels so much better. Yeah. It's a bit of a drencher starting yesterday afternoon. Again, we had plenty of rain, and during the last segment, started off with Brittany talking about the weather and talking about the fact that a lot of folks are going to the EAA coming up next week in Oshkosh, talking about the potential maybe of some rain early next week to bring an umbrella. And I was going to pipe in there, and I couldn't get in there. I was going to say, also, make sure, because of all this moisture, to bring the insect repellent. The mosquito repellent, yeah. Because
that's true.
I learned my lesson, and I still have these bumps all over my body from Tuesday night when I was doing the softball game at Sunnyvale, where I did not have any repellent. So the bug said, hey, here's lunch and here's dinner. But so if you're heading out and there's going to be some rain in a forecast, make sure as well, because of all that moisture this summer, that the bugs are out there in big force. Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, actually. The weather is, not as hot as it has been, and the continued rehearsals for a Shakespeare have been going very, very well. Last night's rehearsal was a lot of fun. We were making each other laugh, and you know, all the laughter that we had last night, it really helped to loosen us up and have more fun with our parts, and just overall, the show itself is coming along very nicely.
Very good. And when again is the show?
Oh, the shows will be August 14th, 15th, and 16th at Stewart Park in downtown Wausau, and those shows will be at 6 in the evening.
Month away. So it's coming up quicker and quicker. And again, that's something that's really interesting. We see productions going on, you know, with your group, and we see other groups. There's a group from the Stevens Point area that is putting on a production we'll be talking about soon as well, with guests here on the program. So even, and we heard from Sean Wright earlier this morning, they still have shows, not more along the musical variety right now, but there's still entertainment that is being brought to you by the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation. So even though we're in the summer where we think a lot about outdoor activities, there are still plenty of opportunities to see different kinds of artistic productions as well. So.
Yeah, a theater is a year-round activity. There's always something going on in every type of season.
We're getting closer and closer, of course, to the Wisconsin Valley Fair as well. I mean, there's still...
Oh, that's right.
There's so so many different ways to enjoy the summer. But time flies. I mean, you look at the calendar, we're past the midway point of July.
My gosh.
Yeah, so it's, you know, a little bit more than a month before the school starts again and football season gets underway again. In fact,
that's right.
And actually, this weekend is sort of the unofficial start of high school football because the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association holds their All-Star Games in Oshkosh this weekend. The eight-player All-Star Game is Friday night, and our good friend and the head coach of the Newman Cardinals, Paul Micklig, is the head coach of one of the teams at the eight-player All-Star Game. And in fact, tomorrow night, I'm going to head on over to Oshkosh and see Coach Micklig and Coach Thorpe and a couple of the Newman seniors who are part of that All-Star team, and they'll be in action. And then other of our area athletes will be involved in the 11-player All-Star Games coming up on Saturday, the small school and the large school All-Star Games. So again, lots of football this weekend. And one of the things that's always interesting this time of year, you're always hoping it's not too hot, but tomorrow night it's actually supposed to be like in the low 70s and sunny skies. So not bad, not bad at all. So we're gonna wish our luck to all of our area student athletes who get one more chance to put on their high school helmets and perform in these All-Star Games this weekend.
Nice.
Ian, I'll have this topic for the number for the day coming up later, but we'll be back at 8:52.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52. Again, a very pleasant start here in north central Wisconsin. A much more comfortable start. Temperatures in the mid-50s and expected to get into the lower to middle 70s before all is said and done today. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have our number for the day quiz. And Ian, just for your for a few minutes for you to stew on it, topic will be Wisconsin heat.
Wisconsin heat.
Wisconsin heat. So think about that, and we'll have that number for the day coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Sounds good.
Wanted to remind folks that today you have an opportunity to let your congressman know what you think. There is a little bit of good trouble going on in Wausau today at Tom Tiffany's office. It's called the Tom Tiffany Betrays Wisconsin Rally. I like the name. I like the name. According to a press release, Tom Tiffany knowingly voted for a bill that he knows will threaten basic health and food support for our most vulnerable neighbors. These cuts will further force even more people into crisis and increase costs for everyone through rising health care prices and economic instability. We must come together and say no to these cruel and dangerous policies. Toxic Tom thinks this big, beautiful bill is wonderful. Despite all your calls and letters, it's big and it's ugly. So today, come on out to rally at Tom Tiffany's Wausau office. The Tom Tiffany Betrays Wisconsin Rally today from noon until 1:30 p.m. at 2620 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Please park in the strip mall parking lot behind the U.S. Bank parking lot. There were some areas where sprinklers were turned on to try to keep folks away. Mm. You may want to wear a rain slicker if you're in the area where those sprinklers are. So, but again, today from noon till 1:30 at 2620 Stewart Avenue, Wausau, Tom Tiffany Betrays Wisconsin Rally. Also this evening, there's an opportunity at the Marathon County Public Library to talk about Fair Maps. There is a Fair Maps community hearing at the Wausau branch of the Marathon County Public Library tonight at 6 p.m. because, again, the vital importance of knowing what to do in terms of making sure that your legislators know what you're thinking in terms of Fair Maps, and just a chance to talk about some ideas on legislation and what's been worked on. It is a program that's sponsored by the League of League of Women Voters of Marathon County. And again, it's at 6 o'clock at the Marathon County Public Library. So a couple of opportunities to let your voice be heard in our democracy. Ian, there's one thing I wanted to mention real quickly. This morning,
yeah?
A rescission bill has passed the Senate. And once it passes the House, as expected, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting budget will be zeroed out for the first time since 1967. And I was talking about this with Pat Kreitlow in our first segment. And back in the late 60s, when there was controversy about funding for public broadcasting, there was a hearing where Senator John Pastore, who was a clown, to be blunt with you, who tried to make his hay by trying to clean up television and be this moral arbiter of what's going on.
Oh, brother.
Well, he held a hearing, and he was basically out there saying he was not going to give a dime to public broadcasting. But then Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, spoke. And he was so good in what he said. The Senator Pastore said, "Doggone it, you just got your money." Because Mr. Rogers was so good. And just last month, I again watched the documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, the life story of Mr. Rogers. And they showed that clip.
Yeah.
And
I remember that clip.
The idea of what Republicans are doing right now, and what they're doing is actually going to hurt many of their own voters, because many of the voters for the Republicans are in rural areas. I think a lot of the culture wars have been because are got people on the conservative side. But this funding keeps a lot of public television and radio stations on the air in rural areas, that the areas that need this broadcasting.
That's right.
So I just think this is an outrage, and this morning another step forward. And that's one reason why people like Tom Tiffany need to hear from the people.
Absolutely.
Because what they have been passing, first in the Big Beautiful Bill and now something like this when it comes to public broadcasting, poll after poll after poll shows that the American people do not agree with a lot of these policies when it comes to health care, when it comes to public broadcasting and so many other areas.
People are getting very upset by this.
But they keep on passing them. So again, you have to let your voice be heard. And again, be out at Tom Tiffany's office today on Stewart Avenue from noon until 1:30 p.m.
And be mindful of the sprinklers, too.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go to our number for the day quiz. A chance for you to clinch a winning week. You're 2 for 3 so far this
week.
Yes,
I am. And Wisconsin Heat.
Wisconsin Heat. So our number for the day is the hottest temperature ever recorded in Wisconsin history.
Ever recorded.
Ever recorded.
Okay.
So the hottest temperature ever recorded in Wisconsin history. I'll give you a little information.
Okay.
It occurred on July 13th, 1936 in Wisconsin Dells. The record has stood for nearly 90 years.
Okay.
All right. Your choices are 109 degrees, 114 degrees, 119 degrees.
What are the choices? Is it one more time again?
109, 114, and 119.
You know what? I'm going to say... Well, my gut here. I'm going to say 114. 114 is my final answer.
The hottest temperature ever recorded in Wisconsin history is 114 degrees.
Boy.
I can't believe three out of four. You are red hot this week. You're going to try for an A grade tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
And everybody, stick around. Coming up after an information update, it's Matt and Air on Air here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.